Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country, BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. All right, QUT announces new undergrad pathway to medicine. Young Queenslanders, school leavers aspiring to study medicine could soon commence right out of high school, with Queensland University of Technology, QUT, announcing plans to deliver an innovative five-year undergraduate Doctor of Medicine program, the first of its kind in Queensland. Look, with that, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Professor Jen Williams, Head of School for the QUT School of Clinical Medicine. Professor Jen, very good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. I'm well, thanks. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. So we're talking about a pathway. We're talking about success. We're talking about Indigenous students becoming doctors in the medical world. This is a great opportunity.
This is really a fantastic opportunity. I'm really excited that QUT got the green light from the government yesterday to push forward with our proposal for a new five-year undergraduate entry medical program starting from 2027. Mm. We're going through accreditation processes now for that program, and we'll be rolling out in 2027. This sort of links in with the government's recent announcement about demand-driven places at medical schools for Indigenous students. And so what it means from a QUT perspective is that any Indigenous high school student who meets our entry criteria could be offered a place in the QUT medical program under a Commonwealth-supported position. And that's just super exciting.
Well, exciting in regard to the platform is there, the inspiration is there. I mean, helping our students virtually look up and have a vision for their future. And like the young student finishing grade 12 coming from Roma, or coming from Mount Isa, yes, you can become a doctor, and here's the pathway.
You absolutely can. I mean, I think there's a great myth out there that you have to get an ATAR of 99.95 or somewhere close to that to be a doctor. That's really not the case at all. Sure, you need to have some fundamental academic standing, but what you really need is tenacity and the drive to become a doctor. You need to be a caring person, and you need to want to serve your communities. Mm. Those are the sorts of students that we're after at QUT. We've got lots of skin in the game in terms of supporting Indigenous students. So we've got a faculty of Indigenous knowledges and culture at QUT. Mm. We've got Ujuru, our student engagement and support unit. And not only are we passionate about getting Indigenous students into medicine, but we're also passionate about supporting them through for success so that they can then go out and practice in communities wherever they might wish to, but you know, ideally into communities where there's a real need in Queensland and beyond.
And the old phrase, high tide rises all ships. Success breeds success. So when you see an individual who becomes a doctor, and if they go back to their community, you can't be what you can't see. There's the inspiration. But then you're talking about a nice ingredient regarding Indigenous health and closing gaps. That's black on black, a doctor working with patients who are black. I mean, that's a fantastic ingredient in itself, is it not?
Oh, look, I couldn't agree more. And sort of on that front, we're just about to announce a position available here at our School of Medicine for an Indigenous doctor who is also a medical educator, because we want to make sure that not only are we supporting our students for success, but that we are also developing a group of Indigenous medical education staff to be a key part of our school here at QUT.
And look, fantastic. And there it is, and setting up the platform as such for success. In the medical world, how the state of Queensland, how are we facing the situation with general practitioners? Have we got enough? Do we need more? How are we sitting in that space, Professor?
Well, you know, pardon the medical terminology, but for me, this is a no-brainer, right? Australia needs more doctors.
Okay.
And we know that we need them in a few key areas. So in particular geographical areas like outer metropolitan places or regional places, we definitely have a low doctor-to-patient ratio. But then we also need them in specific medical fields like general practice. And so as part of our program, we'll be making sure that our students get exposure to general practice from really early in our program and in a longitudinal way right through the 5 years of our program so that they understand what it's like to be a general practitioner. They're comfortable in that environment and they might then go on to choose to specialise in general practice once they've graduated from us.
Look, fantastic. It's a great platform and look, a great concept in more ways than one. Big shout out to QUT. And look, thanks for the thumbs up in regarding the government saying, yes, green light, let's do it. And now we've got a pathway to medicine for our Indigenous students. But thank you for the yarn, Professor Jen.
Thank you so much. And any students out there who are interested in learning more, drop us a line at the School of Medicine at QUT.
All right, beautiful. You take care and all the best to you.
Thanks, Trevor.
Bye-bye. Beautiful yarn there, Professor Jen Williams, Head of School for QUT, School of Clinical Medicine, and talking about the opportunity for young Queenslander school leavers aspiring to study medicine could soon commence right out of high school, with Queensland University of Technology announcing plans to deliver an innovative 5-year undergraduate Doctor of Medicine program, the first of its kind in Queensland. All you Daily Morbid there have a vision becoming a doctor. Then look, there's the opportunity to get in touch with our QUT and look, follow the prompts there in regarding filling an application as such. There it is. This is your daily program, National Talk Black, 1 hour program live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns and Yidinji country, BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Yarn up strong, National Talk Black, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. And we're live, like I said, at the First Nation radio station in Cairns, Bumabrip Media, National Talk Black. Have your say, you mob, too deadly.
National Talk Black.
Feels like heaven to me. This is paradise right before my eyes. My people have stories to tell about the land and sea. It's where I long to be. So take me home. Oh, P.I. my beautiful home. 40 tribes of Bogomen.
Very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim Trendy, Trev Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country, BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your say, but call us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, transport service to drive better access to healthcare for First Nations children. Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children and their families will be better supported on their journey to vital health care appointments and admissions thanks to new transport service launched at the Queensland Children's Hospital earlier. And the Children's Hospital Foundation raised $200,000 to purchase 3 12-seater minibuses for the service. How deadly are they? We're going to catch up a yarn with deadly Angela Young, Children's Health Queensland Executive Director, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Engagement. And on the line, Angela, good morning, sister. How are you?
Good morning, Trendy Trev. Good to be speaking with you again.
You too, my dear. Look, thank you for coming to the program. Before we start, sister, let the mob know who your mob, where you from.
Oh, thank you. I am a very proud Collerly and Collar woman, and I am a Conlon, daughter of Mop and Margaret, and married a young.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you very much. A big shout out to you, Mob. Look, fantastic. We're talking about transport. We're talking about closing gaps, and we're talking about getting our Mob with their healthcare up to date and what have you. But having vehicles and getting the people there, I mean, common sense, but it is powerful. Long time waiting, but should be templated across the country if you look at it.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're so right. It is an age-old barrier to access to healthcare and something that Mob have been saying to us for decades.
Yes.
Something that we're really passionate about here at Children's Health Queensland is that common sense approach. So if communities say to us as part of our health equity consultations, these are the things that we need to be able to access your services, then my team spends most of their time coming up with ways to provide that. And we feel really lucky that in partnership with the Children's Hospital Foundation that we're finally able to eliminate the transport barrier for families that have to come to Brisbane to access the hospital. We're able to pick them up in our van driven by our Mob and essentially it will be an extension of the hospital on wheels, making sure that when community come here, they feel culturally safe from the minute they arrive.
Fantastic. Now, we're talking about a team effort here. Who else was at the table regarding, it was Children's Hospital Foundation raised $200,000. Talk about the team behind the outcome.
So there's tons of people that we have engaged. So community first and foremost. So we really always want to make sure that our solutions are grounded in the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander community that keeps us accountable. Here at Children's Health Queensland, we've got great partnerships with Mob and we consult regularly about what's important.
Yes.
Our health equity team, deadliest Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander workforce, always coming up with more innovative ways to break down those barriers. But on this occasion, credit really needs to go to the Children's Hospital Foundation and their amazing community of donors who've been able to raise the money to support these vans. I'll just run through a couple of them and plug. So the Lord Mayor's Charitable Trust here in Brisbane is paying wholly for the Brisbane bus. We've got three buses and we're hoping that a couple of those will get out to the regions. Some of the other partners that have come on board are Can for Cancer, which is a partnership between the Tour de Cure and the Combank Foundation, RP Medical and the Gambling Community Benefit Fund all chipped in lots of money to make sure that we could get a suite of buses to reach as many parts of the state that we can.
Yeah, look, fantastic. Like I said, it is a team effort. And we're talking about closing gaps. And the fact that taking in one, one lift, having a whole family virtually in the bus, if that's the case, you know what I mean? And then we can be
that's
more
exactly
productive
what
with,
we're
that, expecting. With our time. So if mum's going in for a checkup, well, hey, take the two pickaninny with you as well. And let's kill three birds, one stone, so to speak, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what we're expecting. We know that families, particularly rural and remote families that have to come down to Brisbane, don't come on their own. They don't come with just mum and baby. They want, you know, the granny and aunties and uncles and other kids to be able to come with them too. So this is really part of us being able to provide family-centred care as well, the way our Mob moves and want to receive care, which is why we've got the biggest buses.
Exactly.
Lots of space for bags and lots of extra seats for the family members to come and be part of the care journey because we know that's important to longer-term support.
Sister Angela, we're talking two ways, aren't we? I mean, bringing them to the service and, of course, taking them home again?
Yeah.
Of
so
course.
At the moment, we'll start small with the, particularly the Brisbane bus. We know the highest need at this point is rural and remote families getting off the plane and into our hospital. So we're going to start there. We've got a driver identified that is also a health worker, so they're able to provide that support in the van on the way to the hospital and that level of security. And then, of course, when they're finishing accessing their services here, we'll make sure they get back in the same van with the same driver to support them all the way back home. The longer-term goal is that we have exactly the same looking van and exactly the same looking model in the regional parts of the state so that families know
it all marries up
that service. Wherever they are closer to country, absolutely.
Yeah, keep it simple. And when we're talking about black on black, I mean, staff dealing with our Mob, I mean, that's deadly in itself, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. There was no other way. As we dreamed up the option, we knew that they needed to be working with Mob who look like Mob and can identify and have the same lived experience, driving the bus, helping them into the hospital. And then, of course, we've got the workforce here in the hospital and our community services that also have the same lived experience. So it's a warm hand approach to making sure that we're providing that care throughout their whole journey with CHQ. That's the intention.
Well, it's about getting it together, Angela. Fantastic. Congratulations. Now, Angela Young, your Children's Health Queensland Executive Director, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Engagement. How long have you been in that role, sis?
Well, just hit the four-year mark.
Okay.
Sometimes feels like 40, sometimes feels like 4 weeks. But 4 years been here.
Sure, beautiful.
Lots of change.
And enjoying that journey?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, good. Children's Health Queensland is on a fast pathway of innovation when it comes to health equity, and we've been able to build a lot of new dedicated Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander models of care.
Mm.
We've doubled our workforce. We're confronting racism head on.
Yes.
I feel really lucky to be inside the public health system, being able to create change and provide better outcomes for our future cultural custodians.
Exactly. Well, we do have the solutions to our problems, but we need to be in the driver's seat, don't we, Dale?
Yeah, absolutely. good one.
Thank you, sharp switch on. Sister, good yarning with you.
Still
thank you for sharing, darling. Very good. And look, big shout out to your deadly team. And look, fantastic. Closing gaps, yeah, we're doing our bit. And when you look at it, simplicity, having a vehicle, taking the people to the healthcare, why not, obviously. But look, thank you for the yarn. All the best, and we'll yarn soon, sis.
Thank you, Trev. So good to chat to you this morning. Take care.
You take care, Dale. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Deadly Young there. There it is, Angela Young, Children's Health Queensland Executive Director, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Engagement, and talking about transport service to drive better access to healthcare for First Nations children. And look, it's fantastic to be better supported on their journey, vital healthcare appointments and admissions. And also a big thanks to the new transport service launched at the Queensland Children's Hospital today. And as I mentioned earlier, the Children's Hospital Foundation raised $200,000 to purchase 3 12-seater minibuses for their services. And once again, big shout out Angela Young to Delhi. Team effort. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dindji country, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Too deadly, National Talk Black.
Just my land, in the bush. Hey, you mob, did you know Child's World Early Learning Centre's free kindergarten approved program has been nurturing growth and learning for over 30 years with early childhood education for children aged from 6 weeks to kindergarten? To find out more, get in contact at 4045 4045. Station sponsor.
Are you ready to vote? The federal election is on soon. If you've recently turned 18 or have never enrolled before, you have to enrol to vote before 8 p.m. Monday, the 7th of April. If you've changed your name or address since the last time you voted, you have to change your details. To enrol, you'll need proof of ID, that is a driver's license, passport, Medicare card, or someone who was already on the electoral roll who can confirm who you are. Enrol or change your details on the internet at aec.gov.au or pick up an enrolment form at any Australian Electoral Commission office and return it to the AEC before 8 p.m. Monday the 7th of April. Your vote will help shape Australia. Authorised by the Electoral Commissioner, Canberra.
Station sponsor.
You're listening to National Talk Black.
Find a lover in a bummer that will never break your heart. So good to you, I'll never give you up. On my way, I'll come and get you in my car. That's the first thing I want to do. Ain't gonna tease ya, do things you never knew I'd do to ya. Straight from my heart, feel my love. No matter where you are the one for me. Well, it's a come, baby, here I come, come. Your undercover lover, not a bummer on the run. Don't mess with the rest, get distressed, my queen. I'll be your candidate lot, if you know what I mean. I saw you standing there with a smile like Cinderella. I wondered if you'd kick it with a fine young brother like me. So tell me, do I pass the test? Cause this bottle's coming at you above
man,
all the
I'm
rest.
Man, I'm an Ali. Almor is gay. Curry alone. Kotaka mer karim. Mena manali, marim natagri. My love, I need you. Honest, I do. Now that I'm leaving, all of my thoughts, they will be of you. Remembering the love that used to be. Please come back to me, darling, I need you. My love, I need you. Honest, I do. Mena manali. Amor is gay. Kari alam. Kotaka mer karim. Mena manali, marim natagri. My love, I need you. Honest, I do. Manali, amor is gay, kari alam. Kotaka mer kari. Mena manali, marim natagri. My love, I need you. Honest, I do. Now that I'm leaving, all of my thoughts, they will be of you. Remembering the love that you
used to be. Please come back to me, darling, I need you. My love, I need you, honest I do.
We trip all up, what name you make it? Girl, will you? No, no, baller, you take him. I wanna take him, but him look Brazil. Him got face, so say zig, so Brazil. Hey, look out, are you no make it this kind? I go mother, try him, baller, one time. Try him, look out, I might him, go man. If him go look, you go mother, get there. Call it, I try from Kese, all kind, gama. I take him, go, I say, get there, I'm from Ama. If I get a white one, I'ma no light. I'm on to fix skin, mask, got blight. I go get a black girl, I'ma okay. If I can't find the one, I'm a which way? What am I gonna do? I go stop this time. I'm a go lose it, call him, I go lose your mind. I go kiss it, come away, you go look me dance. While you can beat me, you got no sense. If I let go get now, don't try for beating me. Cause I go want to tell you, make it slow busy. Find a lover in a baller that will never break your heart. So good to you, I'll never give you up. On my way, I'll come and get you in my car. That's the first thing I wanna do. Ain't gonna tease ya, do things you never knew I.
Yes, very good morning, you Deadly Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Session Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country at BBM Bumbarrabip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Israeli Service. Have your saying yarn up strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Now, Indigenous welders are invited to showcase cultural creativity on a global stage. We're talking World Australia, and HERA are calling on Indigenous artists from Australia and New Zealand to submit their welded artworks for inclusion in the International Institute of Welding 2025 digital collection welded art photographic exhibition, Progressing Biodiversity. Well, how deadly is this? And with that, we're going to catch up a yarn with Ben Mitchell, Director of Strategic Partnerships of World Australia. Ben, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. Yeah, lovely to be here. I'm doing really well. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program and talk about connections. That's what welding does, connects things. Here's an opportunity for Indigenous artists. So paint the picture, please, partner Bunt.
Certainly. No, I like it. I like it. So as you mentioned, yeah, World Australia and HERA, so our cousins from over the ditch, calling on all Indigenous artists from both Australia and New Zealand to submit their welded artworks in what's a pretty prestigious international exhibition. IIW, or International Institute of Welding, is the global body.
Yes.
And yeah, they've decided to showcase a theme which is biodiversity and Indigenous perspectives. So we thought, what better opportunity than to showcase some talent in Australia and New Zealand.
And with the successful artists who come to the table, where is their artwork exposed and how is it being exposed?
Yeah, it's a photographic exhibition, so it'll be showcased in the main hall in the exhibition, as well as online and throughout all of promotional methods. But this year it's in Genoa in Italy, so a long way from where we are, but very much showcased across all countries, and that'll be on all social media engagement at the same time as well. So pretty big opportunity, probably. You know, once in a lifetime opportunity for some Indigenous artists to share their culture, heritage, and more importantly, stories through the welding as an art form.
Well, for artists, an opportunity, as you mentioned, but it puts them on a platform with exposure globally, and don't know what can come of that, you know. So, how do people get involved?
Sure. Well, you can head to our website. You know, that's worldaustralia.com. There is an application process that artists will need to fill out. It's a 200 word submission, as well as with the photography of their artwork. So it's as simple as that. So tell us what it is and why. And as we said, a big part of this is storytelling and connecting biodiversity and Indigenous perspectives. So we're really looking forward to some pretty creative and pretty amazing pieces.
And are we talking one winner, Ben, or are we talking two winners, one from New Zealand, one from Australia?
Yeah, one from New Zealand and one from Australia, okay, to sort of join forces from the region to sort of have as, you know, we'll go through a regional competition and then they'll be chosen to be selected to represent one from Australia and one from New Zealand.
Fantastic. And for all artists, male or female, doesn't matter?
Doesn't matter. No, everyone's welcome. And really it's around the theme of progressing biodiversity and sort of, you know, we want to see stories reflecting, you know, deep cultural significance in nature and sustainability and how that, you know, story's told through an Indigenous perspective.
Look, a great concept, fantastic. Hats off to Wild Australia as well as Hedera. Tell us a bit about Hedera, and is this an annual event? Do you do this all the time?
Yeah, it is. So it's an annual event, and the photographic competition's been going since 2019.
Good.
And so we're really just starting to sort of accelerate it now with our support, as you mentioned, to showcase some of the amazing creativity and artists that we have in our country and in New Zealand. So World Australia and HERA combining. World Australia, we're the peak industry body for welding. Mm-hmm. We're a not-for-profit organisation, and our job is to sort of elevate the profile of welding in Australia. And HERA is our counterpart in New Zealand. So we thought we'd get collective together and push the represent this part of the world and showcase some pretty amazing talent.
Fantastic. Ben, let's quickly talk about the industry, as in welders. If not Australia, New Zealand, then globally, I believe we are struggling regarding welders. We need more welders, and how are we going in the Indigenous space regarding Indigenous welders?
Yeah, we really are. So, you know, our data suggests that we're probably, from an Australian perspective, about 70,000 welders short.
Wow.
In regards to we're an ageing population.
Yes.
You know, we're not seeing a lot of engagement from kids taking up welding as a profession. So, you know, we're certainly putting a lot of programs into allowing for, you know, opportunities in welding. I mean, you can earn a really good living, and it provides a really good lifestyle, and it's a really good community.
Mm.
So there are programs that we run, and there's Indigenous programs, women in welding programs that we do to really try to help fill up the industry, because, you know, it's one of the oldest professions, and we need to make sure that, you know, if we want to keep, you know, building big projects and opportunities, we need, you know, good quality welders to support it that are locally locally grown.
Well, if you talk about the way of the future, we're talking about technology, we're talking about information age, we're talking about designing a building, so to speak, but you still need metal, steel, to get welded to build that building. So we do need them. There's an opportunity there, a great industry and great opportunities. And then the other thing, as I'm thinking of, Ben, a welder then stands back and look at the end product and had input in that in regard to the welding. So it's a good feat and good for the soul, I would say.
Yeah, it's a very much a, like you mentioned, it's a tactile job. It you know, there's a lot of reward that comes from it. You're seeing it, you're driving past, you know, the structures that you've helped contribute to your community, to society, and you know, even just to showcase that, you know, you've contributed, you know, hopefully something that lasts a long time through your, you know, amazing craftsmanship and contribution to building.
Fantastic. So online entry forms for artists. Once again, how do artists get involved in this fantastic opportunity? Indigenous welders invited to showcase cultural creativity on a global stage. How do they do it, Ben?
Yeah, look, what we're looking for is, it's an online submission. So visit worldaustralia.com.au. There'll be an events page there that they can click through. So applicants, they need to sort of provide a high-quality photograph of their welded artwork. So, you know, it's not like it has to be shipped over, but it's just, you know, photographs of it.
Mm.
And as I mentioned, a 200-word description of, you know, the artwork's theme, the techniques, and the connection to biodiversity and Indigenous culture. Photo of themselves and a short biography, you know, really showcase who they are, what they're doing, and you know, telling stories about, you know, what that piece means to them. You know, that's what we're looking for.
Yes.
You know, to showcase the world of creativity. So it's all online, and you know, applications do close, or entries close the 25th of April, so we don't have a lot of time. So I encourage your listeners to really think about it and get to it, and apply online, please.
Fantastic. Well, partner punt, but a good yarn. Ben, thank you for the yarn and all the best to your team. And we will yarn soon, my friend. You keep smiling. You take care, Ben Mitchell.
You too. Thank you so much, Trevor. Really appreciate the opportunity and any time. Looking forward to your listeners getting on board and contributing, and we'd love to showcase their amazing talents.
Too deadly. Thanks a lot, Ben. Take care, man.
Thanks a lot. Take care.
Beautiful yarn there. Ben Mitchell, Director of Strategy Partnerships at Weld Australia. So an opportunity, you mob, Indigenous welders, invited to showcase cultural creativity on a global stage. So we need one from Australia, one from New Zealand. Put your artwork in, go online, or put your entry in regarding getting involved. And the opportunity then there before you. And your art piece is showcased globally. And we've got a launch happening in Italy. So look, fantastic. There's your art piece, and doors could open up. And that's the payment of that being winning that space. You win to put your artwork in. Your artwork goes in, and there's exposure to you. So that's the payment in that. So do check it out. Go online and see what you can do. Put the iron in fire. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. We're live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on your dingy country, BBM Bumrabit Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Yarn up strong, your mob too deadly. National Talk Black.
Still trying to find me. Out of office message. Mahalo from Hawaii. Leadership's not really something that I'm feeling, kid. You maybe should have voted for the other guy behind me. What's the matter, little Aussie battling? You're tired? No. Everything I own is on fire. Well, your Aussie spirit's lifting and you're still kicking on. Everything's burning. Better turn the house and crack it on. We deserve someone who's a little bit better than it. Ain't no one but this nice and settled. You ain't fit to push the whip, you're back pedaling. I'm real nice, like, and it's not like I miss this nightlife. So good, yes, alright. If we can't start a house party, start a house fight.
Come, little baby, shelter from the storm. We're going viral and the fire is warm. We good little citizens sitting in the bunker, just watching the boss fumble like my befuddled uncle does. We're rocking the lock-in, self-interred, watching videos of Jacinda Ardern. Shit, even the Kiwis aren't allowed.
Can't start a house party, start a house fight. Briggs 4 p.m. Chuck Peter Dutton if you see him. To put this, how you feeling? Pandemic's got him reeling. People need to see you leading. Footy's on, do it after the weekend. If worst comes to worst, the people come first.
Yeah, but I'm gonna need a purse for the megachurch.
You ain't fit, we don't get near a penny worth. You ain't fit, the leadership is getting plenty worth. Went to hit the store and everything had been bought. They quarantined us all, so we're sitting. If they're getting on board, I'm pulling this ripcord and ditching this Concord and splitting like John Ford. I'm real nice, like, and it's not like I miss this nightlife.
We're all good.
Yes, alright. If we can't start a house party, start a house fire.
But you're cool.
Yeah, you're alright. But I'm kinda sick and tired of being inside.
We're all good.
Yeah, we're all smart. If we can't start a house party, start a house fire.
Come, little baby, shelter. Storm. We're coughing up lungs and the kettle's on. We already burned the world outside.
Can't start a house party, start a house fire.
Scotty from marketing, standing there shuffling his papers, wondering what Jesus hasn't come to save us. Looking to beat a dart and light, walk off what's happening.
At least the Ruby Princess had a f***ing captain.
Come there, baby, shelter from the storm. Stay the f***ing inside until the bug is gone. But we can still stir shit from the inside.
If you can't start a house party, start a house fire.
Pode, pode, pode.